Heavenly Father, we lift up your name this morning. Thank you for your mighty presence in your sanctuary. Lord, we worship, we adore, we magnify your holy name. I ask this morning, as we go into your word, that these people, they will not hear me, they will hear you through me this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you open every heart. Let the channel of the spirit of everyone be open up and be linked and be hooked up with the spirit of the living God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Put your hands together for the Lord. Once again, I welcome us to service this morning. And let me also welcome our online worshipers. I always say you are a significant part of us, even though you are not physically present. We are glad that you are joining us to worship with us in different parts of the world. And this morning, I am going to continue or conclude rather the message which I started last Sunday. To be sure that you are very good students, can you remind me the topic or the message for last Sunday which I am to conclude today? Yes. Time for restoration. Put hands together for the Lord. We are talking about time for restoration. And we took a text from the book of Joel. And I want the media to project for us once again, Joel chapter 2, from verses 25 to 26. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. Let me read from here while I'm waiting for the media to project to the congregation. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillars and the palmerworm, my great army, which I sent among you. And verse 26 says, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that are dead wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And as I was saying last week, that this is the 11th month of the year, there seems, logically speaking, not more time left in this year. But there's still a lot of time left for God to work with you. And remember, I said that the way we look at our time is different from the way God looks at time. And I told you that basically, and from the scripture, time is looked at chronologically, which is called chronos, processes and events. But then, time is also considered in terms of purpose, in terms of due season, and that is called kairos. And I said that when you think so much about chronos, you become so much worried. But when your mind is focused on kairos, you know that there's no accident with God. And I said that we need to do certain things for us to actually enjoy kairos. Remember, we told the story of Naomi and Ruth. And I said four things are important for you. If God will restore your time, God restore everything dynamics seemingly are lost, and their rule seemingly are lost. And I said, fourth thing that's important. I said, number one, every one of us, we need to examine ourselves. Are we in the Lord? Those of us who are taking away a walk from the Lord, let us come back and reconcile with Him. That is important. Reconciliation with God is important for restoration. And I said that number two, you need to connect with the covenant. Anybody that's not under the covenant cannot enjoy the benefit of the covenant. And I said, those of you who are here to bring yourself under the covenant, or you are backsliding, or you have taken away a walk away, come back and reconnect. And I said, number three, you need to submit and be obedient. Remember, I told you before, God has different kinds of children. You have rebellious children, you have disobedient children, and you have the obedient children. Obedient children are those who can really enjoy the divine intervention of God. And I said that number four, you must be consistent and you must be hardworking. I said that yes, you can say God will do everything, but God does not expect you to be lazy. You have to be consistent and then you have to be hardworking. And so this morning, I'm going to conclude the message today, and I want us to open our Bible. Remember, we are talking about time for restoration. And I believe this morning, as we conclude this message, the Lord is going to restore something significant in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is going to make you to experience a time of redemption, a time of restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us go to 1 Samuel chapter. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 27. We read verse 5 to 6, then we jump to chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 27. Can you project it for me? Let me quickly read from here. Verses 5 to 6. And David said, are we all there? 1 Samuel chapter 27. Verse 5 to 6. You can put it on the big screen if you can put it on the small screen. And you can put it on the LED. Because I want everybody to follow. And David said unto Achish, if I found grace in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Verse 6. And then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore, Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah until this day. Now, there's just a background. Originally, Ziklag did not belong unto David, but the city had been transferred unto him. It had become his possession. It had become part of his Lord. It had become part of his blessing. Are you listening to me? So sometimes God wants to give us things that even seemingly belongs to the Gentiles. But then enemy always try to attack the blessing that God gives his people. Whenever God gives you a blessing, the enemy is always trying to focus and attack that blessing so that he can take it away from you. So that sometimes you might make God a liar. So that sometimes you can be discouraged. So that sometimes you lose the confidence and the faith in God. And now let's go to chapter 30. See the blessing of Ziklag in chapter 27. Let's go to chapter 30. We are going to read verse 1 to 8 quickly. And David, and it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire. Verse 2. And that taking the women captives that were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Verse 3. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Verse 4. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Verse 5. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. Verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord is God. Verse 7. And David said unto Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray you, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. Verse 8, which is the last verse. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover her. Remember, we've seen a blessing unto David. And now, how the enemy attempted to take everything that he had. Even enemy took more than the blessing that he got. It was the city that was given to him, but everything he brought into that city was taken when the enemy struck. As it were, David, the champion, the enemy wanted to turn him to a coward. The enemy decided that it was time to put him to shame. And everything similar was crumbling before him. It appeared that everything was lost. But then, at that time, what did David do? David decided to draw strength from the Lord. Number one, anytime you are feeling a sense of loss, maybe loss of time, loss of opportunity, a sense of low esteem, that is not the time to bow your head. Many people have said that maybe the year is almost gone, 1 month away. How many things did I plan to achieve this year? How many have come to pass? Then maybe all is gone. No. So many will be thinking of the very bad things that has happened to them since the beginning of this year and say, has God been faithful? No. Some people will be thinking about their goals, their aspirations that are yet to come to pass and say, the year has come to end. Is God this faithful? No. David could have thought of several and so many things at that time. In fact, the enemy didn't want him to have any strength or confidence even to follow God or believe God again. But that was the time that the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. So it's a time to draw strength. We have not more time this year. We have so much time. The time that's left this year, draw strength from the Lord. And the second thing he did was to inquire from the Lord. Meaning, if you don't have access, you cannot inquire. Are you listening to me? Many of you this morning, you are in the church. You want the leading from God. You want direction from God. You want God to speak to you. But you yourself don't have access. The access between you and God is blocked. David still had access to God. That's why he had the confidence. I said, bring the effort. I want to hear God. But what happened to many of us? Many people think now the year is coming to end. It's time to go and see some fake prophet, some commercial prayer warriors. To go from one mountain to another. And I've always told you that God has no grandchildren. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. It's not God of Abraham, father of Isaac, and grandfather of Jacob. You must have access, maintain your access to God. And if there's anybody here this morning, you are not having that access because you are not under the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ. If you do not have access, you cannot inquire. And for you to actually move forward, you need to inquire. You need to be closer to God. First, draw strength. Secondly, you need to have access. And thirdly, you need to have direction. And David asks, shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? And what did God say? What did he say? Pursue. Say, and you will not only overtake, you said you will recover. I said to someone this morning who seemingly has lost time this year, has lost some things, you will recover all. You think you have lost time, you recover all. You think you have lost opportunity this year, you recover all. You think the world, something has passed you by this year, you will recover all. Do not give up on God. Time might seem as if it's going, but there's still a lot of time for God to work. I told you that Kairos is a moment of intervention. It's the set time. It's the time of favor. And that was said in the book of Psalm 102, verse 13. When he said that thou shalt have mercy on me, it's time to favor Zion. Yet, the set time has come. That is Kairos. Let me say something. See, Chronos is general. But within Chronos, there is Kairos. But you have to be sensitive. Every single day, consider how many days, how many hours? How many hours? But you see, every hour is not the same. They have the same length, but they have different purpose. Are you listening to me? Every year consists of how many months? Every month is not the same. If they have the same number of days, they have different purpose. Who knows? Maybe the purpose of God for your life to change things is this month of November. And I say unto someone, as you enter into November and you are going to December, the time of your Kairos has come to put joy to your Chronos in the mighty name of Jesus. Why are you so bothered about Chronos? And because you are bothered about Chronos, you have lost confidence to even look for Kairos. Because within Chronos, there is Kairos. But when a man is so focused about events and processes of Chronos, he might miss out on the purpose and the time set for Kairos. Let's look at something. Open your Bible with me. Let's go to the book of Matthew. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44, quickly. Luke chapter 19. I wish, give me NKJV. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44. When he was come, when he drew near, now that was the city of Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it. Verse 42, the next verse, verse 42, saying, if you are known, even you, especially in this your day, the thing that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. The next verse, verse 43, for days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side. Verse 44. And level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave you in one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. What happens? These people, they were carried away by events and processes of Cronus. And they were not sensitive to the time of visitation. They were not sensitive to Kairos. Kairos is set time. Kairos is time of intervention. Kairos is specific. Do you know this whole meeting this morning can just be for one person? It may be, it may not be. Do you get what I'm saying? But that person, if he comes to church thinking, I've just come to service, just like any other person, the person might miss out. The day that Jesus came to the pool of Bethsaida, the crowd were there, but only one person. It was only for one person that came to that place that day. The day that the man that was lame was at the gate of the temple. He had been there so many days, day in, day out. But one day when Peter and John came, that was the day of his Kairos. But if he was not at that gate that day, he would have missed out. Coming one day does not matter. Really, chronologically, it may not matter. But in terms of Kairos, he has missed out. You see some maybe that's the day that God had proposed to be your Kairos. Fresh your service coming. After I came to fresh your service last month, I don't need to come this Monday. I can come another time. Maybe that's the time your Kairos. As this service is going on today, we are spending time. And not bad, there may be a word for someone. God might have proposed someone will log on to the frequency of mercy, and you will be the apostle in the mighty name of Jesus. But if you are here, you are busy pressing your phone. If you are here, you are busy gisting. If you are here, you are getting involved in distraction, and they just pass by. See, Cairo is specific. Bro Richard is here. It was during one of Bible study. He said that Bible study was going on, and that day during Bible study, something from the word, from the Bible study, came unto him, and he hacked up. Bro Richard, wave your hand if you are here. Wave your hand. So that people who are online will know that I'm not speaking to ghosts, and I'm not giving fake testimony. And that day, after that, he said that word came up. Everybody had the Bible study. But he went back and acted on it. And today, he has become, that concept, he used to establish a school which is unique. That was his Cairo. What if he didn't come to Bible study that day? What if he was busy just in that day? Let me tell you, every one of us, let us know that there is specificity with respect to the workings of God with you. The time you are a student, you might spend 4 years. You might spend 5 years. Don't bother about that. But make sure the purpose which God wants to accomplish your life during that period is accomplished. If you're only focusing on how many years I've spent as a student, but you are not really asking, what is the purpose that God has for my life as a student? And you just pass through the university and you just go away, you must have missed something. You are a member of this church. Don't think that, I've just come here where they say, see that, I've just attended church. I don't want to be a member. Why did God bring you here? Why not to redeem church? Because it's a living church. Why not to Winners Chapel? It's a living church. Why not to a Baptist church? It's a living church. Why not an Anglican church? It's a living church. Why did God bring you to Cedar? Is it because you want to come and meet your friends? Is it because you want to come and connect with like-minded people? That would be a wrong motive. Ask God, what is my purpose here? Cairo is about purpose. Chronos is about time, is about events and processes. So you can spend 4 years, 5 years in CEDA. We have Cantata. We have a summit. You are just talking about events and processes. But what is your own purpose within this event and processes? That is Kairos. And when we say, when you are in church, be committed to God. Be in a group. Say, no, I just want to come on Sunday. I want to say this again. Energy, I don't many of you know energy. Energy. Akibinu, lift your hand. You know him. Now, I'm mentioning his name because it's a testimony. He's not in Canada. Do you know when he was to go to Canada? He was asked to bring a referral of a community service he had done before. But he was a member of CEDA Social Impact. Richard, are you here? Please wave your hands so people know what I'm saying. Can you imagine the Canada asked him to write to bring a referral? He went to his unit leader. And Richard wrote a referral for him and brought it for him. He said, sir, this guy is applying to Canada. They asked him to give an experience of community service I had before. And because a member of my group and he has been working, I wrote this for him. And I said, give it to him. And today, that referral letter from CEDA Institute was approved and was accepted by the government of Canada. What if he just came here? He didn't find a purpose. He's no longer here. But within the time he spent, he put his hand to something. And I'll give another example. How many of us, you know Abraham, our chartered accountant? Bingo? Ajadi Abraham. He was applying for a job that he himself said he was not qualified for. But at the interview, they asked him, what experience have you had? He said, yes, I'm involved in Senate as a leader. Senate is a youth fellowship in this church. He was in that, and he wrote real loud his commitment and then his activity as Senate leader, and that was the reason they gave him the job. So assuming he just came, and he just passed through the church and went away. Let us know that we need to seize opportunities. Yes, years are passing by, but what purpose are you fulfilling in your life? You have spent 4 years here as a student. What can we talk to you in this church? We have been a member of the church for 1 or 2 years. What of eternal value can we talk to you? So God does not look at time just in terms of length, but he looks at it in terms of purpose, in terms of value, in terms of what has been achieved. And now let me call back. I want to tell you, if you are here today, you think, well, I've wasted some more time. I wasted a lot of time. Let me tell you, now is an opportunity to do something. It is never, never late with God. What did I say? It's never, never late with God. What you do today can make yesterday to be obliterated and can make tomorrow to be a new page. But what decision are you taking right now? You came to church this morning. You know your life you are living before you came. You are not living right. You are not doing things right. But you can say, now I've had this one. I want my time to count for the Lord. I want to change my story. You can tell the church right now, and things will happen, and everything about the past will be wiped out. What is your own concept about time? What is your own view about how things are going. Sometimes I see many people in the church, and I mean it. I see them when the service is going on, they are looking at their time. When will this service end? When will this service end? Some of them, they be so distracted, talking. They are just waiting for time to go. And the minute the service ends, those who are impatient in the church, they go outside, they cannot spend hours taking selfie. But why in the church, when they need to grab something for their lives, when they don't look for something to hold on to, when they need a anchor to prepare them, they are dozing, they are pinging, they are chatting, and they are looking at their time. But the moment the service ends, see them all over. They can spend longer time on serving than the lifetime I'm spending on preaching the message. So how do you look at the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17. Said, therefore, be ye not unwise. He said, they didn't have called it that evil. He said, you should walk circumspectly. Do not walk as fools. I want to tell you, you might think this year is about to come to an end. That is short. But there's a lot of time that God can still work with you. And let me say again and again, if anybody has lost time upon this year, from beginning to now, today is a day, it's a time of restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. I'm going to pray for you this morning before I close, and I'm trusting God that I'm going to talk this. But for that to work for you, that's where I'm laying this background. Because sometimes, as my wife will always say, only Jesus alakara la we manfe. They want Jesus alakara. They want freebies, but they don't know there's something that need to be background for God to work in your life. So if I just say, everybody stand up, raise your hand. Now it's time for restoration. I know everybody will jump up. They'll be dancing. But for that to be real, for that to happen, you need to take note of certain things. You need to take the right action. You have to be intentional about your time. See, sometimes when people think time is no longer there, you know, God can expand chronos so as to achieve purpose. And sometimes God can compress it. The most important that God wants his purpose to be free in your life. And his purpose shall be free in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Even for Israelites, they were to spend 400 years. But how many did they end up spending? How many? 430. Because what's important to God is purpose. God elongated the time so that his purpose will be achieved. The most important thing is that not to miss out the purpose of God. So, don't let anybody be so minded that time is passing by, time is going. No. Hook up unto God. Paul was a late comer. Do you know that? Paul was a late comer. All the apostles have been chosen. Even when one went away, they on their own decided they needed to cast a lot and choose another person. So there was no vacancy. But when his Kairos came, can you mention three apostles without mentioning Paul today? It's not the length of time. When God enters into your life and God brings to Kairos, your story will be changed. How many children did Sarah have? Bible student, can you tell me how many children? How many now? Only one. At what age did she have that child? Answer me now, Bible student. She was already 90 before conception. and had only one child. But that one, what's the name of that one child she had? Eh? Now, can you trace anything now in God, in Christianity, without linking it to Isaac? You talk of God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. That's the triumph, the tripod. God of Abraham, God of Isaac. God. Meanwhile, this Isaac was a child of old age. The mother was, everything was also gone. 90 years and the only one, but yet the whole world cannot talk, Christianly speaking or spiritually speaking, without talking about Isaac, because that was the only one that came through the Abraham and through the blessing had come. So my dear brother, my dear sister, worry less about the length of time that has gone, but be more intentional about what God can do with you. But for God to do what he can do with you, you yourself must prepare yourself. You must position yourself. You must put yourself in the covenant and the relationship with God so that God can walk with you without hindrance. And as I'm about to close this morning, I want us to go back to our verse, Psalm 102, verse 13, the theme of our fresh service. Let's go back to it quickly. Psalm 102, verse 13. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for time to favor her. Let's watch time to favor me. Time to favor me. Say, yes, the set time has come. I want to declare unto you this morning, your time of favor has come. Amen. I want to say once again, the time of your visitation has come. I want to say unto you again, your time of restoration has come. Amen. This morning, we are going to pray, and I'm trusting God that whatever anybody felt he has lost this year, my God and your God, the God of heaven and the God of earth, will touch you. I will bring about a restoration. No, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let nobody leave this church today downcast. Let nobody leave this church this morning and say, I've given up. Let nobody leave this church and say, I'm not trying again. That thing you say, you will not try again. Once you leave church today, go back and pursue. Pursue. You will overtake and you will recover. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let nobody leave the church today, this morning, feeling time has gone. But I want them to leave this morning with my set time is here. Yes, Cronus might have gone. See, missing out on Cronus does not mean missing out on Kairos. One might miss out on Cronus, but cashing on Kairos. Events, processing might not favor you, but divine intervention might just be for you. And it will be for you. And I say it is for you. And I say it is for you. As I say it for you. As I say it for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stand on your feet this morning. I want us to take this song again. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on other you are calling, do not pass me by. Saying, pass me not by, you want God to touch you. But remember, you need to have access. You cannot have access when there's a breach, or when there's a gulf of sin, a gulf of unrighteousness, a gulf of unfaithfulness between you and Him. The only thing that can bridge that gulf is the bridge of the blood of Jesus Christ. For you to have that access to the time of restoration this morning, you need to construct that bridge. And that's the first thing. Otherwise, any prayer I pray, you are just on the other side. So this morning, you know that gulf exists between you and God. And you want to create that bridge of the blood of Jesus. Just lift up your right hand where you are. I'm going to pray for you first before I pray for everybody. Lift up your hand right now very well and this very clearly, and I will pray for you. You want to create that bridge? You want God this morning? I want to reconcile with you. I want to have access into your presence. I want to make sure there's no gap between me and you. Can I see your right hand up anywhere? You are, I pray for you first before I pray general prayer. God bless you. I want to raise it clearly. There's nothing to be ashamed about. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Raise it and clearly. Raise it. No, don't just put it on your forehead like this. Raise it above your head. Raise it above your head, both in the gallery and the auditorium. God bless you. God bless you. I want the usher to go to the gallery and give the slip to those who are raised at the gallery. So, and those who are here, and they'll just give them a sheet. I want to pray for them first before I pray general prayer. And I'm trusting God for a restoration this morning. We have come to the time of restoration. We have come to the time of a special talk. We have come to the time of favor. And this is the first step. The usher, can you please quickly do that so that we don't waste time? Please still lift up your right hand. Somebody's coming to you from the gallery. Please, can one usher go to the gallery, please? God bless you. Let's continue to sing that song while I'm waiting for the usher to complete that, and I pray.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, if by your
you
All those who are still there, just lift up where you are. I want to pray for you. It's the point as a point of call. Lift up that vision slip with you in your hands. Just raise it up. And I want to pray for you. And you say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the privilege you are giving me this morning. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I ask for forgiveness of my sin. I cry unto you for mercy this morning. Let there be no more gap between me and you. Write my name in the book of life. Hold my hands in your hands. Let me walk with you till eternity. From now onward, I confess you as my Lord and Savior, and keep me in your counsel and your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for these ones who have taken this decision this morning. I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you look down upon them with compassion. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever is their past, whatever they might have done, because they are crying unto this money, wipe it out with the blood of Jesus. And let there be a new beginning. Let them enter into a new phase of glory. Let them stand with you to eternity. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please, those of you, fill those forms and submit it. And at the end of the service, you wait behind for just 2 minutes. Now, everybody, it's time for me to pray for everyone. Is there anything that this year, I said, you should look at what Bible, what God told David. People thought everything was over. But with God, the game had just begun. The year for some people. And let me say to someone this morning, there are certain things that people have connived to deny you. The Lord is restoring it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know what it is, but there has been a kind of a conspiracy to deny you of something. But before the end of this year, the Lord will visit you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, just lift your hands unto the Lord and begin to ask, where is area where you want God to quicken your pace? See, for David to overtake, he was not going at the same speed. It was a divine speed. There was a divine acceleration. There was the divine push. There was divine empowerment. Ask for a divine push this morning. For the remaining part of this year, a divine push beyond your ability, beyond your understanding, beyond your energy, beyond your intellect, beyond your resources. A push guided by the hands of God, that God will stretch out his hand towards you and give you a push for the remaining part of this year, and you will overtake, you will pursue, you overtake, you will recover. In the mighty name of Jesus. Skahapaluaba. Skehem panda, linda kutalima, skahindi sidalaba, jiriman skahanda, linske pondalaba, skahimpro, linska pindiliba, yarantu sipapa, rasa tatata, rakakakakaka, rakakakaka, papa papa suda, bankuska, bangula, 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 mosko pondeliba skandalaba, in the mighty name of Jesus. Baby, it's okay. Baby, God, you are love. Oh, go, I am me. Let go your child. My love was okay. Mama, check over. Hold on, hold on. See, there's this Yoruba saying, Ile Anoluwa Kiisu. Yes, it's November. December is nearby. Sugman Ile Anoluwa Kiisu. Asiko anu ni fun o. Asiko anu reti deni oruko Jesu. Demi soke.
Demi dite. Famila wasoke.
Your right hand unto the Lord. And those of you on online, also lift up your hands wherever you are. Heavenly Father, I stand before you this morning and I cry for your mercy over these lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, the cry for mercy, you will never refuse. Cry for mercy, you will never refuse. Plead for mercy, you will never refuse. For this one this morning, I cry for mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know it. Many have gone through terrible experiences this year. Lord, you know it. It appears the time of some people have been wasted this year. Lord, you know it. It looks as if some people are coming to the end of the year empty. Oh, Lord God, let your power of restoration enter into the lives of your people now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let no one end this year empty.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, the remaining part of this year, walk with this your people.
Amen.
Walk with this your people.
Amen.
With your mercy, walk with them.
Amen.
With your favor, walk with them. Let this remaining part of the year be the time, the set time of their favor. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that canker worm, palmer worm, devourer have eaten up. Lord, restore multiple food.
Amen.
Restore multiple food.
Amen.
Let them recover. Oh! In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the end of this year, let them come back before you here.
Amen.
To share wonderful testimony.
Amen.
Of your divine intervention. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.